while I'm standing, maybe there's some prayer requests we should take to the Lord. I've had a few people come to me. The Weavers, our brother Dale and sister Lisa, their family has a friend, an acquaintance, a young lady who is 19, 20 years old. Her name is Becca. And she was found with cancer throughout her body, number of tumors. We don't know all the details, nor do we need to know them, but we need to pray. We need to pray for this woman. She's been undergoing treatments, and that whole process can be rather torturous at times. And so our hearts go out to her, and as children of God, we want to just surround her with our love and faith. We also have another... We've prayed this morning already for that little girl who has been stricken with leukemia, a friend of Carly, her family. And so, Lord, let's bring these two to the Lord again, that God will meet them tonight in a very real way. Praise God. You know, I mentioned to someone, and as I was praying for someone yesterday, or maybe it was this morning, I said, Lord, don't let my prayer just be an expression of my love and best wishes. You know, when we pray for people, we show them that we love them. We show them that we care about them. We show them that we want the Lord to help them. But don't let it just be that. Let there be an answer. Put faith into my heart for Jesus to answer that prayer. Don't let me be satisfied. Well, I prayed for them. They know that I love them, and that brings some comfort to them. But Lord, when we pray for people, we expect God to hear an answer. It's not like sending a get well card. It has to be more than that. And so let's pray in that faith. Lord, it's right to pray. It's a good thing to pray. It's a kind and loving thing to pray. But even more than that, it's the way that God has ordained to heal and to change lives. Pray ye one for another that ye may be healed. And so that's what we want to believe God for tonight. Praise God. And so, Lord, we pray for this young woman, Becca. We don't know her, Lord, but we know she's precious to you. And that's all that really matters right now. Lord, you know all about her need, Jesus. You know how this thing has suddenly come upon her. At least it appears that way to her. And, Lord, you know all the emotions that are involved. You know the fears. You know the struggles that perhaps she's going through. And, Lord, we just pray that you will visit this young woman, Lord. We don't know anything about her relationship with you, but, Lord, we know that you are there for her. And we pray that you will surround her, and we pray that you will meet her, Lord, and that you'll bring her through this trial, that you'll bring healing to her body, that she'll respond to the treatments that she's undergoing favorably. Lord, however it is that you want to bring her body into health and to restore her, Lord, we pray tonight that you, Jesus, will do a very real work. Show us your glory, Jesus. Lord, we know we can always pray that way. Show us what you can do, Lord. Show us your glory. Manifest your power against this thing in her life. Come to her tonight, Lord, we pray. Begin to make a real change, the whole course of her life, Lord, we pray that you will intervene and accomplish what you desire in her soul as well, Lord. Jesus, in these great times of need when people are looking for help and feel so helpless, Lord, we know often that's an opportunity for you to show them yourself and to show them how able you are and how much you love them. And so meet her tonight, we pray, Lord, and remind us to pray for her, Lord. Oh, Jesus, give us prayer in the Holy Ghost for these people that are so desperately in need of the touch of God. Bless this younger one with leukemia, Lord. Again, we pray, oh, Jesus, 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 come. Jesus, move, Lord. Jesus, make a change, make a difference. Lord, there too, we pray, lay your hand upon this one. And Lord, cause their body to heal. Cause their body to respond. Jesus, bring about a deliverance that is so obvious that God has touched her, or this one, that you will get the glory to your name that you are worthy of. While we're praying tonight, Lord, I think of our brother Greg Ocheb, who has been so such a blessing here at camp as he was able to come and seek you. We know that he's been struggling with this affliction in his body for a long time. And Lord, we think of him as we're at camp, and we pray tonight, bless Greg. Come to Greg, Lord. Lift him in his spirit, Jesus. These long-standing trials tend to bring us down in our souls. And we need a lift. We need the glory of God to come into our lives. And we pray tonight that you will pour your glory into him, Lord. Thank you for sustaining him and keeping him thus far. Lord, we pray you'll continue to minister your life. More and more, Jesus. Touch our brother in his body, in his soul. Give him a new and greater sight of Jesus tonight. And Lord, lift him out of this condition and set him into the life, the saving health of Jesus Christ. We plead your precious blood over him again and pray that the life in that blood will bring healing to his body and will bring new light and life to his soul. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And then we have one other request, and that is a nephew of our sister Elsie Summer had called today. He used to come to camp as a camper years ago. He has a mass in his body that was discovered, and he needs surgery. He called and asked for prayer. And just asking for prayer is an expression of faith in itself. Oh, our faith might not be perfect, but Jesus is perfectly faithful. And when we turn to him, oh, there's no telling what he can do. And so, Lord, bless this man as well. Thank you that he's looking to you at this time. And Lord, here too, in his need, we pray that you will come to him. Speak to his heart, Lord. Do something in his soul that's of eternal worth. Lord, we don't know what his relationship with you is, Lord, but we know that you want to use all these things to drive us to the Savior. And we pray that he will meet Jesus at this time. And Lord, in your great mercy, we pray that you'll touch his body. There too, Lord, it's a frightening thing when things go wrong in our bodies and we don't know what's happening and where it will lead. But Jesus, we thank you that we can bring everything to you. And so bless him tonight. Touch him, Lord. Minister to him, Jesus, we pray. And we will give you all the praise for the good things that you are doing in answer to prayer. In Jesus' name, again, we ask you all these things. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so I mentioned that if you have a testimony on your heart, that you should feel free to give it. And so I'll give you opportunity to do that. Let's just keep our eyes on the Lord. Don't think about who should testify or look around and point at each other. But let's just keep in touch with Jesus. And then the Spirit of God will prompt one and another. And it'll all be for his glory. And it will bring a blessing into all of our lives. Amen. Let's sing number 92. Why don't you stand? You've been sitting a while. Wants us never to forget, never to forget his love for us and what he went through to express that love, what he was willing to bear, how he gave himself. Never forget that. Praise God. We have another special song tonight yet. So nice to see Tommy and Christina here with their children, and Mary with her two girls. They used to be, Tom and Christine and Mary used to be in my Sunday school class and youth group, and now I have the joy of running around with their little kids. And as I was, one of them asked me to help them dig a hole on the beach today, so I dug a hole, and I was telling Lily, I said, you know, I feel a love for these children like I loved their parents when they were little. I think that's just natural. You love these people and pray for them, and then they bring children into the world and you hardly know them, but you feel the same love for those kids like you did for their parents. And so it's been such a joy these last 2 years for me to get reconnected with these families. And Tommy requested a song, and as he got some of us together, we practiced with Brother Paul, and we'd like to sing that, and this is going to make Bethany so happy, because we harmonize, Bethany. We're harmonizing. Yeah, okay. So can we sing that song now, please?
Just wanted to say a couple words before we started. We've heard so much this week about not focusing on the things of this life, and looking to Jesus. I've noted to several people how there have been so many testimonies that have spoke to my heart. There's been something in so many testimonies for me, whether it was Brother Peter Schaefer reminding us of God being a God of second chances. I think Stephen Shee earlier in the week spoke to us about how God had orchestrated so many details in the situation that he was going through. And then Sister Martha reminded us the other night about the cobwebs that God wants to clear out of us, out of our minds, out of our hearts. So it's been a week of reminders, reminders of God's love, his mercy to us, his grace, and reminders that he wants to direct the smaller details of our lives as much as the larger ones. And the last verse of this song says, "Blessed are the eyes that see him, blessed the ears that hear his voice. Blessed are the souls that trust him and in him alone rejoice. His commandments then become their happy choice." That's my prayer tonight, that God would not only show his will to me, but that I would delight in doing it as well.
To Jesus.
Certainly it's time for us to change the order of our service. But I just have one word. Maybe it's for someone here tonight. And that is, every man declares his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. It's found in the book of Proverbs. I wrote down the verse, I could tell you if you're interested. Faithfulness, faithfulness. That's a good note to end on, that God is looking for faithfulness in us. Certainly Jeremiah proved himself to be faithful to God. He didn't really see good results in his ministry. And I'm sure that was discouraging at times, but the Lord honored him because he was faithful. You know, God's not looking for you to bring about results. That's his job. In your ministry, as you reach out to others, you can't change any life. You're not the Savior. You can't put hunger into people's hearts. But you can be faithful to the call of God over your life, and you can live it out day by day. And you can pray and you can do all that God shows you to do. And you can do it with all your heart and leave the results to him. He's the wonder-working Jesus. And maybe some of us here are discouraged tonight and we don't see the results that we expected as we minister to others. And as we do the work that God has called us to do, not just in ministry, but the things that God has placed across our path, responsibilities that he's given to us, on the job, in the home, we don't always see the results that we desire to see. And we get under a strain about that, and we look at ourselves and say, what could I do better, and what could I do more, and why am I failing along these lines? I believe God sees it very differently. I don't think God sees failure as we see failure, and I don't think God sees success as we view success. But God is looking for faithfulness. The Apostle Paul said, it is required of a steward that he be found faithful. And so may the Lord find us faithful. As we go back home now, let's be faithful to him. In the hard times, let's do what God has called us to do. Let's be true to the light that Jesus has put into our hearts. Let's be faithful in prayer. Let's be faithful in seeking him. Let's be faithful in, as we heard, ministering to others that are lost and in need of the Savior. And don't get weary in well-doing, but just be true to Jesus by his grace and say, Lord, I'll do my part. As you enable me, I will be faithful and true to you. And Lord, if I do my little part, how much more can I be fully persuaded that you will do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think? You know, one day we'll stand before the Lord and we'll be surprised. We'll be surprised who the Lord rewards and why he rewards them. And we're going to find that faithfulness was the thing that was especially precious to him. And the one thing that Jeremiah says about the Lord, it's interesting to me in Lamentations, we love to sing the song, he speaks about God's faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. How was it that Jeremiah was able to endure everything he did and keep preaching and stay true to God in the midst of all of that conflict and trial? And I think he tells us the secret there, because he got a sight of how faithful his God is. And he didn't put his confidence in his faithfulness, but he rested in the fact that his God is faithful. And so if we go home and do the same, Lord, I want to be faithful to you, but I really can't. But Lord, you are faithful. And if I'll just keep my eyes on you and depend upon your faithfulness to work in my life and to fulfill your call in my life, then you'll make me faithful too. Praise God. And so let's just sing that chorus, Great is thy faithfulness. Let's stand together, and then we'll go to prayer for those that want to spend that time or feel a tug to spend that time with Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Said, be faithful unto death, and we shall receive a crown of life. Lord, help us to be faithful to you. Give us a greater sight of your faithfulness. Make us to see how absolutely dependable you are, that we can trust you for everything, Lord. Everything that concerns us, everything about us, everything that concerns your will for our lives. Lord, you are faithful who has called us, and you will do it. And so, Lord, we leave this place tonight resting on your faithfulness and knowing that you go before us, and that day by day there are new mercies, compassions that fail not, and the faithfulness of God will never fail us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you all. This room is always open for people that want to wait upon God. And so, take your place. Amen. Breakfast is at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Bring your Bibles, and we will have our last time together before this period changes hands.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we pray. Oh, make me faithful, Jesus. Jesus, just keep me faithful, Lord. Help me to keep my eyes on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.